100.7 WHUD. Good morning. We're Mike and Casey. It's 8:48.
Well, this Sunday afternoon, conductor Keith Lockhart and his Boston Pops light up the stage at Eisenhower Hall Theater at West Point with their holiday concert.
Well, I think what the Boston Pops brings to the holidays is really holiday magic. It's the widest possible variety of musical expression. I like to think that everybody leaves going to one of our holiday concerts thinking that there's at least one piece on that program that we played just for them. It's a mixture of the traditional and the contemporary and the sacred and the just for fun. It involves the whole audience joining us in the sing-along, and in particular, we're excited about coming back to Eisenhower Hall because we're going to make some music with some of our musician colleagues from the Military Academy. We have Mary Kay Messenger and Alexis Cole joining us. We also have the Hellcat joining us to add some extra pomp to the ceremony, and I love it when things like that work out because it really does give a local touch to the concert. Plus, as you know, it's my neck of the woods, and it's fun to come home.
So yeah, when I did this 13 years ago, the night before Christmas reading, we talked about how you went to the Kinry Road Elementary School as a kid, right?
I did. I went to several elementary schools as a kid, but they were all in Wappingers Falls, so, you know, a short little drive up the Hudson there.
And of course, I probably did the school closings for you. I think we did that on stage, you know. Wappinger's two-hour delay, no morning kindergarten.
Exactly. We had a better way of doing it. We lived at the top of the hill, and if the bus could make it to the top of the hill, we knew we had to go to school.
Well, it's great to have you back in the Hudson Valley. By the way, thanks for the invite back.
Were you that good or were you that bad that we had to wait 13 years?
Well, I'm thinking I'm like a cicada, you know? I come back every 13 years or something.
It's been a long time since we've been there at all. We're really looking forward to coming back.
Well, the thing I remember about it, thinking to myself and saying, what do I do? At what pace do I read it? You know, I don't read music. I'm thinking of all these things, and you just said, look, we do this every time we do a concert in a different city. Somebody reads the night before Christmas. Just read it. Our people are good enough.
Like you were reading it to your kids. Right.
And they'll just follow your lead. Right. Exactly. You don't worry about us. And it worked out perfectly. It was so much fun.
It's important to not overthink these things, you know? Well, think of the one 13 years ago as a warm-up for this one.
That's the kind of preparation I need. So you don't have time to go and hang out at your favorite diner or your favorite haunt in Wappingers, right?
Not even that. We actually have a concert that night in New York City. This concert on the 8th, I should point out, is at 1:30. So after the matinee, we'll get on the buses and head further down the Hudson and play in New York that night and then take the long haul back to Boston and get home about 2:30 or so, I suppose.
So you don't want me to embellish the night before Christmas with a lot of ad-libs and stuff?
Let's keep it straightforward. We don't want you to do that anyway. We feel that Ghost of Clement Clark Moore gets cranky when you do that.
Yeah, no ad-libbing. Sorry. I can't, you know, guarantee it, but I'll try to stick to the script.
All right, and we've got tickets for you to witness this, caller 7. If you'd like to be in the audience to see the Boston Pops with Keith Lockhart and the Metropolitan Chorale of Brookline and members of the West Point Band perform traditional and holiday favorites, it's at Sunday at 1:30, and there is a special pre-show WHUD reception. Yeah. Caller 7, all of this is yours.
All right, caller number 7, come on, join us. This Sunday, 1:30, I call Boston Pops. Little reception beforehand. 1-877-274-9483. Call number 7. Good luck from Mike and Casey.